This update brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Kaysville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Room. I'm Dina Ruderick. Yesterday, the Huron Area Tech Center orchestrated two simulated emergency response drills, captivating the attention of students and the community members alike. Under the guidance of Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, these exercises aimed to shed light on the perils of impaired driving, particularly pertinent during the prom season. The morning session kicked off shortly after 9:30 a.m., unfolding with a chilling, realistic portrayal of a drunk driving crash within the confines of the HATC's parking lot. As the scene unfolded, students from the morning session bore witness to the stark aftermath, providing them with invaluable insights into the dire consequences of reckless decisions. Additionally, the drill served as a crucial training opportunity for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency responders, including the MSP Caro Post, who actively participated in the exercise. As the day progressed, the focus shifted towards the afternoon session that began at around 12:30 p.m. This segment promised to elevate the realism with the involvement of flight care, adding an extra layer of authenticity to the simulation. Residents in the proximity to HATC, situated west of Bad Axe, were forewarned of the ongoing training exercises. Spectators were advised to remain vigilant as the presence of emergency vehicles blaring sirens in the sight of the flight care helicopter were all integral components of the drill. And in a late-night operation on May 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Department swiftly responded to a distress call from a 12-year-old in McKinley Township. Deputy Nathan Lepick was dispatched to a wooded, swampy area in the western end of Crown Road, where the young caller reported his mother missing. According to Sheriff Kelly Hansen, the teenager informed Deputy Lepick that he, along with his 9-year-old brother, had been mushroom hunting with their parents and a family friend when the mother wandered off and became lost. Despite contacting her son to relay her situation, she hesitated to call 911 directly. Upon Deputy Lepick's encouragement, the mother eventually made the call to 911, allowing dispatchers to approximate her location. With nightfall descending, additional deputies and emergency personnel, including the Windsor Fire Department, were mobilized for the search. Sergeant Bradley Stretzky located the missing woman amidst dense vegetation and knee-deep water. Prompt action by the Windsor Fire Department facilitated her safe extrication. The 37-year-old, along with her companions, were escorted back to the McKinley Township residence, leaving behind the golf cart they had used for transportation. Sheriff Hansen stated that alcohol likely had a role in this incident, that it could have easily resulted in more than picker cuts and wet feet. All responders cleared the scene before midnight on Wednesday. And over the last few weeks, members of the St. Clair County Sheriff Explorers Post number 2004 have been training hard. Members of the group learned to do building searches, to do traffic crash investigations, felony stops, handle domestic assaults, and learned about firearms and much more. They will be putting those skills into use during competition against 30 other explorer posts throughout the state in Battle Creek. According to St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King, the department's explorers have been working hard, and he wishes them good luck in the competition. Explorer programs offer youth an opportunity to learn about a possible career in law enforcement while providing some basic training. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Sure is proud to announce curbside pickup at all four locations of Sure Family Pharmacy. It's the same great service and care that you've come to expect from a Sure Pharmacy, but now one step easier and safer. Just like before, if you're on the west side of the thumb, you are never farther than 12 miles away from a Sure Pharmacy. With locations in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton, never has it been so easy to get your prescriptions. For pharmacy curbside pickup, all you have to do is call the pharmacy and let them know what time you'll be arriving. Then just pull into one of the designated curbside pickup parking spots and dial the number on the sign. Your Sure Pharmacy teammate will confirm with you how many prescriptions you are picking up and will meet you at your car's window. It's that simple. At Sure, it's our goal to provide the best possible care for better health and better life, whether there's a worldwide pandemic or not. Go to sure.org/virus for all the details on how Sure is taking proactive steps to battle COVID-19, including pharmacy curbside pickup available at all four locations. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news. The national average for a gallon of gas waffled up and down over the past week before settling higher by 2 cents at $3.67. The slight increase in pump prices happened despite a lull in domestic gasoline demand and falling oil prices. Quote, from a demand perspective, we have entered the pre-Memorial Day funk, said Andrew Gross, AAA spokesperson. And the cost of a barrel of oil is nearly $10 less than 2 weeks ago, as oil prices have fallen into the upper $70. This may keep pump prices somewhat flat for the immediate future. And Maui County is suing major cellular carriers for failing to properly inform police of widespread service outages during the height of last summer's deadly wildfire. The county is suing Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile USA, Spectrum Mobile, and AT&T. The county says it sent at least 14 alert messages to cell phones warning residents to evacuate. But the county didn't know these messages weren't received because of cell tower failures across the island. The lawsuit says the county would have used other warning methods if the carriers reported the service outages as required by federal law. And the world is producing more electronic waste than ever. 62 million metric tons in 2022, and it's growing faster than formal efforts to recycle it. Some gets picked up by a web of low-paid workers who pull apart old laptops, scarred mobile phones, television remotes, and other items to get valuable materials inside. In Vietnam, an army of mostly women waste collectors collect discarded electronic devices from homes and bins on street corners. But informal waste workers face health risks and insecure livelihoods. Experts say collaborations between the informal and formal sector could help both. Informal workers are good at getting the e-waste, while recycling companies struggle to get enough to make recycling costs effective. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kinty, your favorite Amish handyman. Bresky Siding and Building Repair are your roofing experts and can do any job at any time. And by Ashley Holmes, Soren Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. This update brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy.